This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, March 29th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On March 19th, two nuns from the Congregation of the Sisters of the Sacred Heart were forcefully removed from a train in India by a mob of 150 radical Hindu nationalists, reports Asian News. The mob falsely claimed that the nuns were trafficking two young women for the purpose of converting them. Although the two young disciples showed identification proving that they were already Christian, the mob continued to harass the nuns and handed them over to railway police. The nuns were then marched to the local police station as the mob followed, chanting obscenities and nationalist slogans. India is the 10th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors World Watch List. 1 Peter 4, verses 13 and 14 says, "Rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." Last Thursday, President Joe Biden told CNN reporter Caitlin Collins at his first presidential press conference that he has, quote, "no idea whether there will be a Republican Party," end quote, in 2024, reports CNSNews.com. Biden was responding to her question about whether he would be running for re-election that year.
"You also just made some news by saying that you are going to run for re-election."
"I said that is my expectation."
"So is that a yes, that you are running for re-election?"
"Look, I don't know where you guys come from, man. I've never been able to travel. I'm a great respecter of fate. I've never been able to plan 4.5, 3.5 years ahead for certain."
"And if you do run, will Vice President Harris be on your ticket?"
"I would fully expect that to be the case. She's doing a great job. She's a great partner."
"And do you believe you'll be running against former President Trump?"
"Oh, come on. I have no idea. I have no idea who will be a Republican Party. Do you?"
President Biden explained his vision for America.
"I set a goal of this that's in front of me to get things done for the people I care most about, which are hardworking, decent American people who having it stuck to them. I want to change the paradigm. We start to reward work, not just wealth."
He implied that wealthy people did not work for their wealth. On March 20th, a 9-year-old Mexican child died while trying to cross the Rio Grande into the United States amid a surge in migrants seeking to enter America illegally, reports AFP. The child was found together with a Guatemalan woman and her 3-year-old, all unconscious and stranded on an island in the middle of the river, which demarcates the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. The woman and the 3-year-old regained consciousness, but the 9-year-old could not be revived. Encouraged to come to America by President Biden, the three were some of the 500 illegals rescued from dangerous situations in the past 5 months, as thousands attempt to cross the border illegally every day. Some 6,000 illegal aliens were caught last Thursday trying to enter the U.S. In February, more than 9,000 unaccompanied children, mostly from Mexico and Central America, came in, and that number appears on track to top 14,000 just this month. GOP Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said, quote, "Joe Biden and the Biden administration have made decisions that are causing these people to suffer," end quote. Recently, the press responded very differently to a Republican senator versus a Democratic senator when each politician chose not to wear a mask when addressing the media. Here is GOP Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
"Good afternoon.
Put a mask on for us.
Yeah, when I'm talking to the TV camera, I'm not going to wear a mask, and all of us have been immunized, so.
It'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like. The whole point of a vaccine, CDC guidance, is what we're following."
In case you had difficulty hearing the reporter, he asked at first, quote, "Would you mind putting a mask on for us?" end quote. And then when Cruz explained that he was not going to put on his mask, especially since he had been immunized, the same reporter insisted, quote, "It would make us feel better," end quote. By contrast, not one reporter objected when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, a Democrat, chose not to wear his mask when addressing the press.
Well, I am going to read my statement and not take any questions. Ha ha ha. I'm allowed to still take off my mask. You haven't changed that rule again, right? Okay.
And finally, a month after he underwent a very successful heart surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Florida to treat his heart failure, Votie Baucham Jr., a prominent Southern Baptist preacher, said he's slowly recuperating and no longer needs a heart transplant, reports the Christian Post.
The good news is I am no longer on that path that looks like a path to ultimately a heart transplant. I am a month out now from my surgery, and things are going well. I'm getting stronger every day, walking over a mile at a time and doing push-ups and sit-ups and bodyweight squats and all that kind of stuff, waiting on release to do more. That will allow me to begin to really push things and get my heart challenged and getting it more healthy.
The former college football player, who is the Dean of Theology at African Christian University in Zambia, made his battle with heart failure public on February 12th. In announcing his illness, the founder of Votie Baucham Ministries said he felt unwell at the end of a preaching tour last winter in Zambia before realizing he had heart trouble. Psalm 30, verse 2 says, "Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.